But Colossians 3 and 13 says, be gentle and forbearing with one another. And if one has a difference, a grievance, or complaint against another, readily pardoning each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so you must also forgive. If God can forgive our mess ups, and Lord knows we've done some things and we've messed up time and time again, who are we to not forgive each other? If Christ freely forgives us, we have to freely forgive others. Amen? So you can't walk around holding a grudge, being upset. You got to forgive and you have to walk in love. Amen? Strive to live at peace with others. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 13, the latter part of that verse says, be at peace among yourselves. Some people just like trouble, drama. They just like to stir it up, keep it up. I don't know what they get out of it, but they'll stir the pot and then they'll run off. They want to see the after effects, I guess. But the Bible says, be at peace among yourselves. Why live a troubled life when you don't have to? I would much rather live a life of peace than one with trouble. Because you always got to look around, see what's going on and who may be coming up behind you, who's coming after you. But strive to live at peace among yourselves. Romans 12 and 18. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We're responsible for this ourselves. Tyrone is responsible for living at peace with everyone. I'm responsible for living at peace with everyone. We don't have to have all this discord and animosity and all those things. Live at peace with everyone. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13 and 11. Finally, brethren, farewell, rejoice, be strengthened, perfected, completed, made what you ought to be. Be encouraged and consoled and comforted. Be of the same agreeable mind one with another. Live in peace. And then the God of love, who is the source of affection, goodwill, love, and benevolence toward men, and the author and promoter of peace, will be with you. So if you live in peace, it says God will be with you. He's not in mess. He's not in the middle of mess. He said he will be with us when we live in peace. Amen? And these are actions that we have to do. Amen? We have to let go of sin. Hebrews 12 and 1 in the Amplified Classic says, therefore, then since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw away aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. We have to let go of the sin, get rid of the weight that's trying to trap us, and it says entangle us. You know, that's the new word for 2020, entanglement. Y'all know what entanglement means, amen? We got to let go of these entanglements, the things that are trying to trap us and keep us in sin. We got to let it go. That's action. That's on our part. You have to do that. Get rid of it. It says you have to run with patient endurance the course that is set before you. So that means you have something to do. God has something for you to do. And you can't do it hanging on to sin. Amen? We have to do the word. James 1:22 from the Amplified Classic. It says, but be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror. For he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty and the faith, and is faithful to it and perseveres in looking into it, being a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. So you're blessed in your doing. Amen. So we have to be a doer of the word, not just hearing what the word says and then not doing anything. It does you no good to just hear it, but you have to do it. You have to apply what the word of God says. Amen. I can tell you that you could go to Regions and ATM and get some money out of my account, but if you don't ever go, you don't do it, then you won't get it, will you? I can give you my card, the pen, everything. You have all you need, but if you don't ever go, you won't get it. So you can't just hear what the word of God says. You have to do it. You have to do what the word says. Amen? Hallelujah. You have to display godly behavior or have a godly character. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 through 18 from the Amplified Classic. It says, "See that none of you repays another with evil for evil, but always aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and to everybody. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will." You can't do one or two of those things. We have to do them all. Go back to verse 15 again. It says, don't repay evil for evil, but aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and everybody. So I can't do good to one person and then be evil towards another person. Or I can't seek to go to the next verse. I can't do good to everybody I come in contact with, but then be sad and sorrowful all the time. Go to the next verse. I can't be happy all the time and then never pray. It says be unceasing in prayer. Oh, I could pray. I could lay out hours and out next verse. Hours and hours and hours and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, but never give thanks to God. I can't do one or two, or here and there pick and choose. I have to do them all. I have to do them all. My actions have to line up. If I want a secure foundation, I have to do it all. Because if I don't do one, there's going to be a crack in my foundation. And what does a crack in a foundation do? Spread. It's going to spread. So eventually I won't be doing any of it. When you secure your foundation, you have to do it all. Everything that the Word of God says, we must do. Amen? Matthew 7 and 12 from the Passion. Matthew 7 and 12. It says, "In everything you do, be careful to treat others in the same way you'd want them to treat you. For that is the essence of all the teachings of the law and the prophets." Treat everybody like you want them to treat you. So if you want everybody going off on you all the time, then you keep on doing that. But if you want everybody to walk in love towards you, then you do that. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Y'all heard that before? You can dish it out, but you can't take it. We can always go off on everybody, but then somebody tries to go, "I know you did not go out trying to go off on me." And then you got to go back and forth. No. Just walk in love. Most of it is not even worth it. None of it really is worth it. But just choose to walk in love and do the right thing. Say, "My thoughts, my speech, and my actions must be secured so that my anchor holds." Amen. 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 Hallelujah.